We should do a Kiddush Hashem and give back the change. The pasuk describes where Yaakov Avinu married two sisters. So the Ramban, of course, raises the kasha. Shoyin, my friend, discussed at length how could Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters. The Mishnah tells us, "Kim Avraham Avinu kolat terukulat shalay nitno." Avraham Avinu can fulfill all of the mitzvahs even before they were given. But doesn't it make sense that even Yitzchak and Yaakov should also fulfill all the mitzvahs? To some say no. There are more rights in the Jewish Ramban. No, there is only Avraham Avinu. Yaakov didn't fulfill all the mitzvahs, but all the other portions seem like the Ramban. The king of Avraham Avinu called to call Shlai Nitzan. The prophet says, "Manashe, Tzavet Zbanim, Tzeitachel, Lachet Zder Hashem." It sounds like he's going to train all of his children and all of his descendants that he should observe all the mitzvahs of Shlai Nitzan. So how could he marry two achoy? It says the famous Ramban where he says only in Eretz Yisrael did he observe the mitzvahs, not Mechutzlos, and even Manazer. The main makom, the main place, the Shmiras HaMitzvahs is really Eretz Yisrael, and that's the weekly pitch for Aliyah. So everybody should move to Eretz Yisrael. And that's the Ramban, the famous Ramban. Arami Prague. That's what the Ramah said. Ramah says only Avram did. The others not.
Ramah
said Avram not.
Okay.
The Talmud says that he did. The Ma'ariv Prague has a comment in the Sefer Gerari and Rashi. Gerari is like a Pirush and Rashi and Chumash. Well, he distinguishes between a mitzvah says as opposed to a mitzvah lo says. He says that kim avraham avinu kolat terukul atshalay nitna only makes sense by mitzvah asay, but by mitzvah lo says they not. Why? Because when a person is an eidim mitzvah of the yoseh, if he volunteers it, so he has a kim. We discussed it on the Gosh, he has a kim. He has a kim on mitzvah, but it only makes sense to have a kim on mitzvah if he's doing a mitzvah asay. So it's eidim mitzvah of the yoseh. But let's say a person is an eidim mitzvah and he wants to volunteer not to do a lo says. So the Maral says that doesn't make any sense. And Ainim is of the earth and Eloi says he doesn't have any kiyum. A non-Nazir is abstaining from wine, and a non-Kain is abstaining from Tumala Mason. And a Chreis... Keeping Shabbos is both a mitzvah and an aver. Observing Shabbos is a mitzvah.
So there'll be
more
for
that. Yeah. Sigmar says the guy is forbidden to observe Shabbos.
So if I went to one here, don't
we make him carry ten and some? Make him call Shabbos? The different
opinions, yeah, we discussed it.
No, that itself is the Easter. That is the Easter. The Gemara learns that from the pasuk. Lo yishbos. No, but that's a pasuk. Yom malayla lo yishbos. That is forbidden for a nachah to observe Shabbos. Unless you learn like the Rambam learns. The Rambam has a different shot than that. We spoke about when we learned Parshas Noach. But it just means that the guy shouldn't try to be mechadish dos meyat. He shouldn't try to make up a new religion. But if he knows that he's volunteering Shabbos, he's practicing Shabbos as part of the Jewish religion, not that he's trying to found his own religion, then the Rambam would say that it's mutter. Believing out that Rambam would generally assume that it's also for a guy to observe Shabbos. And Hanani's not doing anything, but it's still violating the law. The Torah says, lo yishbos, and that's a separate law for the Nochman, not to observe Shabbos.
Eric Kuhn did Probably.
The Vilna Goyim says Erev Eit Kumen, but the Gemara says Erev Tavshilin. Ekev. Says Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bekodim. So the Goyim says Ekev means to walk with your feet. Ekev means Erev Eit Kumen. But the Gemara says Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin is called Shabbos, called Yom Tov. Does the Mitzvah? Mitzvah says it's called Shabbos, called Yom Tov. This seat of Naomi Prag and the Gurari is similar to what the opinion of Tosafos writes in Yuma, that Chinuch by Ktanim only applies to Mitzvah Sesi, not to Leisha. Tosafos has a famous kasha. On one hand, the Gemara speaks about Mitzvah Chinuch. You have to be Mechanach by Ktanim to say it on Yom Kippur, Mechanach children to abstain from Malach on Shabbos and so on. Then you have on the other hand, the Gemara says, Kos Nef on the Veil is then Bezim Mitzvah Nafisha. The kid can eat treif and a treif of food. You're not Mechiyas to stop him. So how can it be what happened to the Din of Chinuch? So the Rishonim have two basic answers on the question. The one answer is that it depends whether it's the father or somebody else. Ain't Bez in the Tzuvah L'Afishah, but the father is in the Tzuvah L'Afishah. Chiyuv of Chinuch is only Mutal on the father. Now the Rishonim say it's not true. The obligation of Chinuch is Mutal on everybody. And the father sees the kid more than anybody else. He's more Mutal than others. And the kid is not home and he's associating with others. So they have the obligation. He's in group and when he's in school. So then the Rebbe, the group leaders, or whoever, the older people around have the obligation of Chinuch. But the answer to the question is that the other opinion that we distinguish between a Mitzvah Seseh as opposed to a Loi Seseh, that their thing on Yom Kippur is both an Seseh and a Loi Seseh. And not doing Melacha on Shabbos is an Seseh and a Loi Seseh. But eating trace of food is only a Loi Seseh. On a Loi Seseh there's no Din of Chinuch. Why should that be? There's no Chinuch on a Loi Seseh on Yom Kippur. So the answer is that Chinuch means that even though the kid is Eina Mitzvah, we want the kid to be an Eina Mitzvah of the Yoseh, that he should volunteer the Mitzvah. So it only makes sense to volunteer in the area of the Mitzvah Seseh. But even though you ain't a mitzvah, but if you ain't a mitzvah of the Yoseh, you have a kiyum. Amach matav ala bracha, you have a kiyum. But on a Loiseh, what are you going to say? The kid is going to abstain from eating the veil. If it's not enough air for him to eat the veil, it's the same. Eat whatever you want.
That's very strange to make that assumption. The whole idea of pinyon is that the kid is like a mitzvah of the Yoseh. Before a pinyon is the training.
That's what the other Rishonim hold, to train him. No, these Rishonim hold that it's not so much to train him. To train him, you can teach him Baal Teh. Now you can eat the Chazir, but next thing you're going to be Bar Mitzvah, so you won't be able to eat in this hotel or in this restaurant. So you can train him by educating him Baal Teh. You don't have to train him by the Yadayim Bar Tziyah, to force him not to eat kosher, to force him not to eat treif and so on. But the only time you have Chinuch, that's what these Rishonim hold, is when you will have the child fulfill the Mitzvah. That's what the Mitzvah has in the first half of the Sukkah. And that base on the base, the report says, Arai from the Gemara, that you can only fulfill a mitzvah chinuch with a kosher lulav and a kosher sukkah. You can't just give the kid a chinuch set. That a real kosher lulav and ask costs $50, and a possible set will give you $2. It's all about a chinuch set. So the report has the Gemara that's not proper. You're not allowed to do that. Unless the kid is so young that he's really low, he gives a chinuch, doesn't know what it's all about, and just wanted to know vaguely. So then it's low, he gives a chinuch. But once the kid is a gives a chinuch, and you really have to do the mitzvah chinuch, so he has a right in the Gemara that the sukkah he sits in has to be kosher from a mahadrin, has to be kosher for a bottle to sit in, and the lulav in the asterisk has to be kosher for a bottle, because the pshat and chinuch is not so much to train him for later, but rather to have him do the mitzvah now, the Torah say to mitzvah later. Rami Prag has a few nachkaminas in this, has a long arichas on this point, that the chiluk between mitzvah says as opposed to mitzvah later. And there's a famous answer that they say over in the name of Rav Velvela. How come Yaakov married two sisters? The din is, no yisi mahu amusa. What if I'm mizana with Rachel? I never married Rachel, I'm mizana with Rachel. Am I forbidden to marry her sister? But the Mishnah says, no yisi mahu amusa, v'yala masuta. I'm permitted to marry the sister if I never had kiddushin with the first sister. The only time it's forbidden is if I married her. But that's only if I married her with the kiddushin of Tfisa's kiddushin of Yisrael. The Kodim Atentera, true, the eldest volunteered to fulfill all the mitzvahs, but when he married his wife, when he married Leah, he didn't have a Nishin Yisrael, he only had a Nishin Ben Noya. So the whole Issa never got off the ground. It was a Pchina of Noisim Ava Anusa, that it was Musa. That's how the Bishkarov has it. Long Bishkarov.
Yeah,
but
the
Goyim is no Issa Shtei Achois. The Goyim also have a set of Arayis that are forbidden, but Shtei Achois is Musa. Achois Ishta is one of those Arayis that's Musa. So the Rebbe said that Achois Ishta could not be Yosef Kodem Atan Torah because the conditions of the Issa didn't exist. You have to have that for Ishus Yisrael. And after Rav Elvela answered the Rosh's Kasha in Sukkot, why is it that when you say the Birchas Eretz, you say Shekirishanam and the Tzorz, with Tzivanu Al Ha'aroyas, Lotavanu Ha'arus, Lotavanu Ha'asuas, I do Chutu Zekidushim, what are you talking a Brocha on not marrying, Gili Arayas? When you say a Brocha on Arayas? You don't say a Brocha on not eating tray for food, a Brocha on not shaving with a razor. You say a Brocha Shekirishanam, it's Tzivanu Al Ha'aroyas. Then you speak about Ha'eris and with these two, and what has all this got to do? Just saying the Kaddish HaMitzvah, the Echub of the Kiddushin. Or like the Oriz Nirohan, Hashem Kiddushan, and so on, the Kaddish HaTaisha. Why such a long complicated the Rosh? So the Rosh has a whole comic in Ksuvah Tanrim. But Rav Elvela suggested, no, that we want to stress, what do you mean we're saying a bracha and getting married? The Goyim also get married. The Goyim also have an institution of Eishas Ish. They have an Eishas Ish. So they have an institution of Ishus? Of Fisus Ishus. So the only time we say a bracha and something that we do, is something that we do and they don't do. Asher Kedushana ben Yisroel and Tzivanu. On Zokeh, the Rambam says you don't say a bracha because the Goyim also can give Zokeh. You don't say a bracha on mitzvahs that the Goyim can also do. You only say a bracha on mitzvahs that are special to us, but only we do. What do you mean you're saying a bracha on getting married? All the Goyim get married. Today maybe they're not getting married. Today we understand why we say bracha. The Goyim are not getting married. The Jews are also not getting married. I'm going to say no. But the Rambam will say that's the problem that the bracha is faced with. How do you say a bracha on the institution of marriage, of getting married? If everybody has an ish, everybody has an institution of precision. So that's what we spell out in the Brachim. Asher Kedushanu ben Yisroel v'Tzivanu Al Ha'arayis. We have different arayis than the Yom Yisroel. And our arayis depend sometimes on our Ishus Yisroel. If you had Ishus Ben Erech, you wouldn't have Achay Sishti, you wouldn't have Chamoisoi. We didn't have all of these issues. Talosos. These are issues that depend on an Ishus Yisrael. And you say, we have a distinction between Erisin and Nisuin. By the Bnei Noach, they don't have this distinction. They only have Gulas Bal Yesh Lehem Nisim Sulu Chutu Vela Niva La In Lehem. The Gemara comments on the Pesuk. Parsha Beisin Shuish, how does it say? Vehi Gulas Bal. The Pesuk says that Hashem was angry at Abimelech, or Paramelech, I forgot which one. He said he should give back the woman, Vehi Gulas Bal. She is an Ashes Ish. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin comments, Gulas Bal Yesh Lehem. They only have Kiddushan Ayidei Bia. They don't have Kiddushan Kesef. They don't have Kiddushan Shtad. They don't have a Chilek B'nei Eretzin and Nisun. All they have is Bulas Bal Yesh Lohem Nichnu Sulu Chup Vala Niva Lo Ein Lohem. So the Rabbi said that that's why we mention these in the Bracha, the Tivanu Al Arayis, number one, and then number two, we mention about the Chilek B'nei Eretzin and Nisun, to spell out Man Ashtan HaKiddushan Ho'elu Mikol HaKiddushan. That the Kiddushan of Ben Yisrael is different from the Kiddushan of Ben Noyah. That's what we want to spell out. Why don't we say a bracha?
We
probably do. The Kaddish Hashem.
Is that a bracha?
Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a bracha? Is that a Min HaTorah is the Birchat HaSheva, but on the level of the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon that we ought to recite Abraham every mitzvah that we do, so it's covered already, it's included in that Sheva, but the Torah says we have to be Mishabeh HaShabbos, and Mishabeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving HaShem, but that serves also as the Birchat HaMitzvah, the Sham. It seems that Kodim HaTorah couldn't have had that Kiddushah, that was only given later. They could volunteer to do mitzvahs, but they couldn't have an issue. That's his assumption. The Rambam points out that there is a, the Rambam claims is a place in Kiddushin also like that, that there is a distinction between Kiddushas Haguf and Kiddushas Domim regarding Hegdish being Kal Amadova Shaloi Bola Yerlam. If I am Magdish a Vlad, a behemoth that wasn't born yet, but the Rambam writes, if I am Magdish a Kiddushas Haguf Lamizbeach, so when it will be born, it will be Chal. Even normally we don't accept Ramey's opinion that you can be Magdish Adav Shalom Bali Yoylam, but the Gemara says Shani Kanam is the Kedushas Haguf Damiyah, the Kedushas Haguf Damiyah, so the Rambam in one opinion it takes us to learn that whenever Kedushas Haguf, there can be Chal on Adav Shalom Bali Yoylam. That's only if it's Kedushas Haguf Lam is there. But when it comes to Kedushas Damin, I'm just going to be Magdish, let's say an elephant is going to give birth. So I want to be Magdish the Vlad of the elephant. What can you do with an elephant's Vlad? You can't be Magdish Adav Yam is there. So we'll turn it off to the highest bitter, given from a zoo, whatever, and then they'll pay for it, and then we'll take the money and use it for better kabayis, to buy mizbeach, to buy karbonis, whatever. So if it's only kedushas damim, whether kedushas damim on mizbeach or kedushas damim the better kabayis, kedushas damim cannot be chal on a davar shelo bal yoyim. That's the din that we're passing against Reb Meir. That you cannot be makna a davar shelo bal yoyim, you cannot be magdish, you cannot be mekadesh an ishu who's not born yet a davar shelo bal yoyim. So then the Rambam adds on, but even though you cannot be Magdish or Dovish Lobali Yoylam, but if you take a neder on a Dovish Lobali Yoylam, the neder is Chal. But the fellow takes a neder, not that he declares the elephant that will be born from this female elephant. The elephant that will be born from this female elephant should be Hegdish. I hereby declare that it should be Hegdish. It can only be Kedushas Tzom, can't be Kedushas Tzom, Islam is there. So that the Rambam says is not Chal. What if I don't say Harei Zeh Hegdish? I say Harei Ni Neder. I accept upon myself a Neder that if and when a Vlad will be born from this female elephant, I will donate it to Hegdish. Then the Rambam says that you can do. The Harei is from Yaakov Avinu. Then he says, Kol HaShatita Mi Yaser HaSen Olo. He promises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayira Yankiv Neder Lehmi. He takes a Neder on a Dovish Lobal Yom. He's penniless now. He has absolutely no money at all. When he comes to Rachel Valeya, he has to apologize that he has no tachshikim, he has no rings, he has no dreams. Like when Eliezer went for the shidduch for Yitzchak, he was so rich and he came with presents, and Yankov has to apologize, he has nothing, but he's still taking a neder. If the Rebbe Shlomo will fulfill his promise to me and make me a rich man, I will give my success. The Rambam points out that you see that even though you cannot be Magdish, Adav Shlomo Balion, or Vitonik Dusha Zamin, unless it's Kedushas Haguf, but you can't take a neder that it should become Hegdish when it, that you will give it to Hegdish when it will be Bali Yoylam. The Lech HaMishnah points out that there is a bit of a contradiction in the Rambam. The Rambam has this din written twice. He has it once in Hilchos Erech and Bacharamim by Hegdish, and then he has it once in Hilchos I think in Hilchos Mechir and Hilchos Chir Matan, I forgot. He quotes the same din twice about giving tzedakah, and in one place the Rambam writes that it's Chal Mitam Neder, that the Neder is binding upon you that when you make this money you will have to hand it over to Hegdish or to the tzedakah. And the other place the Rambam writes is if the Neder were Chal, as if the Neder were Chal, not just if the Neder was Chal on the money, not that the Neder was Chal on the government, that I'm going to give and hand it over. If the Neder is Chal on the money, so that when I earn the money, when the hangman is born, it already belongs to itself, it already belongs to Hegel. That's what the Lech HaMishnah points out. It seems to be a seer in the Rambam. The Pashtus is that it's not that the thing is Chal on, it's a Kedusha's Domin, it's not a Kedusha's Guf. Anything outside of Kedusha's Guf from Mizbeach, you cannot make a Chal on a Dovah Shlo Bodom. It isn't a Kedusha's Guf from Mizbeach, only the Rambam and one opinion in Texas. The Pashtus is not so. That itself is a wild chiddush. That kedusha gufa from mizbeach is chal on a davar shlo b'aviyon. But the pashtus over here in the Rambam is that the neder is binding on me, that I have to deliver it to the gizbar later. When Lavan said malish ruzos mitzvah l'chol gamazos, that the Yerushalmi learns out from that pasuk the halacha of emi arim simcha b'simcha. That he's not allowed to marry the second wife during the shivus me'amishta of the first wife. That's the way to let over. So the question is raised by Achrayim. We're learning out a din from Lavan. Lavan Harami. So the answer is that the Torah recorded it. But is that the whole answer or is that only half of the answer? Some Achrayim point out a comment which is very interesting, that this is not necessarily the words of Lavan Harami. When the Torah quotes what Paro said and what Moshe Rabbeinu said and what Lavan said, the Torah is not quoting word for word necessarily. The Torah is paraphrasing what they said. It doesn't necessarily mean that everybody's speaking in Hebrew. But the time Malchanstein didn't know Hebrew. But clearly the Torah is not quoting verbatim what he said. The question is the Torah even writing a literal translation of what he said? Or the Torah is just giving you the gist of what he said? It could well be that this is not, even though it's a spoke Hebrew, this is not necessarily a verbatim quotation of what he said. It could be that the Torah, from his book, is dictating to Moshe Rabbeinu, and rewording what Lavan Harami said in order to be Meramis to us, this halacha, let's say, we learn our dilim from the Nevuah of Bilam HaRasha also. That means that Bilam HaRasha had the Nevuah these dinim. Bilam HaRasha had a dinim b'Nevuah. But it doesn't necessarily mean like that. It means perhaps that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it over in the Chumash, not necessarily verbatim the exact way Bilam HaRasha said it. Maybe the version dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu a paraphrase of what he said. But we learn out the dinim from the way it was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's an interesting comment. I think a few Achrayim have that comment on this passage. Malish Rozov, when the Torah quotes people speaking and saying things, doesn't necessarily mean that that's what he said. Moshe said, Eliezer said, Ulaila said, Huisha lalecha sacharaya lor tazoi, tehasha roshas bincha. Rashi says, they like sin. Ulai is missing a vav, they like sin. What did he say? He said, Eli, Ulai, what's the result? The answer is, he said, actually, the Bible is wrong. He spoke Yiddish, but I don't know what he said. But the Torah writes it, he had this in the back of his mind, and the Torah writes it, Chosavov, to indicate that that's what he meant, that that's what he had in mind. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that's what he was saying. It's not necessarily a verbatim quotation. It's a paraphrase. I don't remember. I think the Maris Chai says it. It's called Kisrael. I think it's a Rashash. I think it's a few Achrayim have this comment. I think they discuss it on this Malish Vazos. I think this is where they begin to discuss. Malish Vazos, Yusuf Lechal Gamazos. So we learn out, Yerushalmi learns out that any other simple is simple. Now, Bar Benel has a famous comment that has become famous in our generation, all of a sudden. They made this Bar Benel famous. When Leah keeps on having one baby after the other, and Rachel Netach doesn't have any babies, so she cries to her husband, Hovely Bani Vinay Mesa Nechi. See to it that I have a baby and if not, Mesa Nechi. What do you mean Mesa Nechi? So Rashi says, Mikan Nishain Labonim Chashu Kimet. So the Abba Benel has a whole interesting shot. And then the person says, Vayicha Af Yanka Birachu, he got angry at her. I thought his wife punished him for getting angry. Kachonim Matam Rukui. The way your wife is crying her heart out, you have to be considerate. You can't scream back at her. So what was the Machlech to say between Yaakov and Rav? So the modern scholars at Stern College like to say over the Abba Benel on this campus. Rabbi Bezin Olav Hashom is the one who told it to them, I think. So he said, it's a mitzvah of Farsim. You should always tell over the Abba Benel. See, Abba Benel and somebody else. Two of them are Farsim and Chumash, I think, at the same time. Ababanel is a very good Pirush and Chumash. If I'm not mistaken, the Spono is just the Kitzur of the Ababanel. The Spono is not a reason. The Spono is the Kitzur of the Ababanel. All of his major themes are found. Anyway, so I think Ababanel has on this passage the following comment, that she felt that the only purpose of a woman is to give birth to babies. It's still home to give birth to children. So she says, Havali Bonav, Mayim, Meshan, if I don't have any babies, so Choshev Kinei, the whole function of a wife is only to have babies. And Yanki got angry at her and he said, not true. The function of a woman in this world is not only to have. So now the question is, do you put in the word not only to have babies? Or not at all to have babies? It has nothing to do. You don't have to have any babies at all. You can become a career woman and so on. That's the question. So so the Ababanel says that that's what he got angry at her, that she had this backward notion, something like that, that the sole function of a wife is to have babies. And Yaakov said, no, to be a companion to your husband, to be a religious woman, to do Avodas Hashem. She can exist as a wonderful woman, as a wife, so she won't be a mother. So does not children mean that her function as a woman is not being fulfilled? That she said, Havali Bona be Mayan, Mesa and Earthy. If I don't have any children, I'm considered like dead. He got angry at him. No, he said, Atachas Elokim on Earthy. He screamed at her, it's not in my control. Obviously you're not able to have children. What do you want me to do? I'm not a doctor, what do you want me to do? But he screamed at her. But what was he really angry about? The Rabbi was angry at her approach to life. That she felt that the only purpose of a married woman is to have children, and it's not true. That's not the only purpose. You have to check what the Gemara has to say about that. The Gemara in the end of time says, Einisha ala labanim. The Gemara has another bright thing, Einisha ala yofi, Einisha ala tachshitim. The Gemara is telling us what the function of a married woman is. You have to see what the Gemara has to say about that. The Mishnah is good. The Gemara says that? I don't know. Yeah. Yisachar was given his name because of Sachar Chaticha B'Dudoi B'ni. So there's a big dispute among Achrayim, very strange dispute, how to pronounce the name Yisachar. Whether it's supposed to be pronounced Yisachar or Yisachar. Is it a Kriya Ksiv? Is it Rashi and Devar Yamin, which is supposed to not be written by Rashi? Kirish Rashi and Devar Yamin is written by someone else. So there's a Rashi and Devar Yamin where I think he says that Yisachar is a Kriya Ksiv. If it's a Kriya Ksiv, of course, then you pronounce it Yisachar. And if it's a Kriya Ksiv, then when you write a Ksuba, you write a Get, then you write it with one sin. Yud Sin Chafresh. Kriya Ksiv is a din in the Sefer Torah. That's not a din in how you write the name. Unless the guy always signs his name like that. Unless the guy always signs his name. Yud Shin Shin Chafresh. That's the way he writes it, so that's the way you write it. But if he doesn't know how to write. He doesn't know how to write. He just knows how to speak. He writes in English. He never... His name is Jack. He gets an aliyah. He calls him Yisachar. He never writes his name Yisachar. So then the question is, when he gets married, when he gets divorced, how do you write the name Yisachar with one shin or with two shin? So if it's a Kriya Ksiv, then the Pesukim say you should write it with one shin. And the other Pesukim say no, that it's not a Kriya Ksiv, that it's supposed to be pronounced Yisachar. As you pronounce it, Yisachar. The famous Chassidish Rebbe, the Bnei Yisachar, are supposed to be noted for this. So he said also it should be pronounced Yisachar. That's what he called his sefer, Bnei Yisachar. Some places they had a minig, Rav Soloveitchik claims that in Valozhin they had that minig, that up until Parshas Pinchas they learned Yisachar, and from Pinchas Tam they learned Yisachar. It's based on the Daz who came in Achumish, that who had a son whose name was Yov? Yisachar. Yisachar had a son whose name was Yov Vishimram. One was Yov. And Yov was the name of an Avodah Zarah. So after a long time he realized that it's not a name that he should have given his son. So the Medrash says that he took out a shin from his name, Yisachar, and he gave it to his son. So he changed his son's name. He changed his son's name after a while, and he called his son Yashuv. From Parshas Simchas, and it lists up the children of Yisachar, it mentions for the first time the name Yashuv, whereas before the name is mentioned as Yov. So from Pinchas on, when he gave over the shin to his son Yov to call his name Yashuv, from then on we call him Yisachar, and up until Pinchas we call him Yisachar, because his name really had two. Different in Hagim, others have a meaning only in Parshas Bereishis. Some have meaning, you always say Yisachar, some have a Kriya. It's not a Shalom meaning, it's a Shalom din. You always name Yisachar, you always read Yisachar, and some have this compromise. Up until Parshas Pinchas, and from Pinchas Tam, you say Yisachar. Some Chassidim do like it only the first time. So the first time says Sochas Chaticho. Really, you really should be Lainer. You only. It's really a big question. If Rashi says in the Rayam, the fourth Rashi, the Suda Rashi says that if the two exist, so he holds that everything is Yisab. Nothing is Yisab. But you're going to do Fakir from that Mepharish and the Rayam, so at least you should do it twice. You shouldn't only do it once, you do it twice. The Lashon HaPasuk is very awkward. Subna Magid points out that the Pasuk says, the Pasuk says regarding Vayar Hashem kisnu aleh Vayiftach es rachma v'rachel akaron Perek Chav Tes Pasuk Laman Aleph. Vayiftach es rachma, Hashem opened up the rechem, opened up the womb of Leah v'rachel akaron, Rachel remained in akaron. Very strange. And later it says Vayiftach Hashem es rachma, when Rachel is about to have a baby, Vayiftach Hashem es rachma. So the Dibna Magid point says it's a very modern Lashon HaPasuk. Normally B'derech HaTeva all the women are able to have babies. So if you want to say that Hashem intervened and changed something, so it should say Vayizgir Hashem es rachma. It should say, what is it? Vayar Hashem kisnu aleh Vayiftach es rachma. He intervened and he caused her to have the ability to have a baby. B'derech HaTeva everybody has a baby. You should say Vayar Hashem kisnu aleh Vayizgir es rechem Rachel Vileya Yolda. Leah was normal, Rachel was unusual. Rachel is the one who was unusual. Why does it say that Hashem intervened and he made Leah, he gave Leah the ability to have a baby? The Rachel Akara, she remained in Akara. She's not supposed to remain in Akara. And then later when she finally has the baby, Yosei, she says, Vayiftach Hashem es rachma again. The Magid gave a whole mashma on the kitzur, the upshot of it was based on the Gemara. But the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Oris and the Emoris to be Akorim and Akara. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to daven to have children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Tzavah Mishal Tzadik. So really, Rachel and Leah were both Imahos. The Regimel Avos and Dalet Imahos of all seven, the three Avos and the Dalet Imahos, were all Akorim and Akorim. So really, the Klal should have been, no one should be able to have any babies for you. That's why over here it's different. That's what the Gemara says. But the Avos and Imahos were supposed to be Akorim. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened by Yiftach Es Rachma, and he gave Leah the ability to have a baby. So Rachel Akorim, she remained in Akorim as the plan was, and she's one of the Imahs, she's supposed to be in Akkar. And later, when she finally has Yosei, it says Hashem intervened again and changed her status, even though she started off as being in Akkar because she's one of the Imahs, and then he gave her the ability to have a baby. Up until that time, I guess. Up until the time that had Yishmael, they were both. Well, he was in Akkar and she was in Akkar. And then they kept on davening and davening, so Hashem answered his prayers and didn't answer her prayers. That's how the Imahs says in Yivam. Different minhagim which haftarah to say this Shabbos. Some have the haftarah of Shabbos Shuva, Shuvi Solal Hashem Elokecha. And that haftarah is that one of the psukim reads, Asher Becho Yerucham Yosom, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one who has Rachmanis on the Yisraelim. So the Rishonim all point out that Abaye in the Gemara had a double name, Nachmeni. And apparently his real name was Nachmeni. And that he used to call him Abaye as a nickname. So the Rishonim have a dispute, what kind of a nickname is Abaye? So Rashi has Rashi writes one shot and the Yoruch writes another shot. You look in the Seder Adar, it's close to it on the Rabbi's name. So some Rishonim say that his father died before he was, when his mother was pregnant, and his mother died at birth when he was born, and he had no mother, no father at all. He was raised by his uncle, Rabbi Ban Nachmeni. So his name was Nachmeni. He should have a Nechomer because he was a Yosom. I thought it was also named Achim Diavelin. And Rabbi, the uncle who was raising him, didn't want to call him Nachmeni, that was his father's name. His name is Rabbi Ban Nachmeni, so he didn't want to call his nephew, whom he was raising, by the same name as his father. But some say that he used to call him, so that's why he called him the nickname Abaye. So where did he pick the nickname Abaye? So he mentioned, some of him say that Abaye really is Abba, Abaye, Tatanyu. My father's name is Nachmeni, and you have the same name as my father, so he called him Tatanyu, Abaye, Abaye. Now the Rishonim say, no, that the name Abaye is a Rashi Tevin, based on this pasuk, Asher Becho Yerucham Yosef. But his real name really was Nachman. Okay. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. Sunday we start. Sunday this class, normal. Yeah, whatever. Okay, Sunday we start on the few days and an hour for the bottom. fall asleep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Yaakov Avinu when he's running away from his brother, Hinei Anochi Yitzchok Hishmaticha B'chol Asher Telech. Hinei Anochi Imoch, excuse me, Hishmaticha B'chol Asher Telech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Yaakov Avinu at this time that he's going to have a special Hanhova Nishu, a special Hashkocha Protus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Hashkocha Protus and a Hashkocha Protus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks around at, generally speaking, what's going on in the world. Hashgacha on all of mankind and all the fish and all the animals, and then he gives Hashgacha Pratis on all the human beings. The Rambam writes more in the book on that there's no Hashgacha Pratis to animals, only to human beings. There's a Pratis in Shreyasa like that. The Dimrach of the Rambam, and later I found a quote that was in Yerushalmi like that.
But is it going to be the coming?
No, no, no. Hashgacha Pratis to any individual person. But is the closer, the Rambam writes more in the book, and the closer the person is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the close to Kav Hashem Mechol Terah, the close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with him. So the tzaddikim who are close to the Klal Yisrael, that Derech Klal are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Olam, have more of a Hashgacha of Kratis, more of a Hashgacha Nisi, Lamayla Manatev. And the individuals within Klal Yisrael who are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and other individuals will have even a stronger Hashgacha Kratis. That's what we mean when we say Baruch Merachem Al Horeb, Baruch Merachem Al Abir, Baruch Merachem Al Horeb. The Avigdam quotes from the Rishonim before. Baruch Merachem Al Horeb says Mirachman. It means that he has Hashgacha Klalus on the whole world. And then Baruch Merachem Al Abir, he gives Hashgacha Pratus on each and every individual person. And the behemoth, the Rambam has in Yerushalmi that it's not. But on people, he has Hashgacha Pratus on each and every individual person. So here the Pratus says that Yaakov Avinu was promised the Haftocha, that the Haftocha was not only to Yaakov, this is to the whole Klal Yisrael. That Hina Nechi Imach, I personally will be with you, with Yankov Avinu, with the whole Klal Yisrael. So he is more of a Hashgacha Pratis than the Umas Olam has. That's how the Ramban writes on Chumash in several places. He writes the whole studio at the end of Masechah Shabbos, that he more has Mamash HaSugya Vagadatim, stressing the theme of Ein Mazal Yisrael. Mazal meaning that all of the Umas Olam are Tachas Shlitas HaKachov Mahamazal, except for Mnei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram Avinu. He said, "Say Nitzag Nishal Chodah." Avraham Avinu is now Jewish, and the Klal Yisrael has the Hanhaga Nisus to Ma'ala Men Ateva, that we are not Tachas Shlita Sakachov in the Hamazola. There is sure that Hashgacha Pratis for good, but there's a closer Hashgacha Pratis for, let's say, the people who sit near my desk, so I have more Hashgacha Pratis on them than the people who sit in the back of the room. Because the Baruchlam is not the Torah Hashem Lechol Torah. So the Baruch Hu, those who feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will is both L'Teiva and not L'Teiva. The Rambam writes in the book, it's both L'Teiva. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ragmi Chassidav Yishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect the Tzadikim and the Chassidim, or the Misnagim who are religious, will also protect them too. If they're very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ragmi Chassidav Yishma, he will protect the Tzadik in an instance where he will let the Rasha drop dead, so the Tzadik, he will go out of his way to protect the Tzadik. And in the reverse direction also, the ones who are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktik and tzaddik of Hutasaira, he punishes them more for the slight averis that they do than he would punish other people. Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for some avera that we don't know exactly what the avera was. Achan HaKadosh Baruch Hu has listed off all the different sheikhs, and we still don't know how they are. What was the avera? It's the rock. He said Shimon HaMoirim, screamed at Bnei Yisrael, got cast, whatever. We don't know exactly what the avera was. He did some kind of a slight avera. If you or I would have done an avera, wouldn't be considered an Aveir at all. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, that was a terrible Aveir, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktik im tzaddikos b'chut ha'sayim. So that's the idea of this passage. That's what the Ramban writes. Hinei Melech Imach is the theme of Hashgacha Pratis for Yaakov Avinu representing Klal Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael are lemaila min ha'teva. We are not tachas shlita sakachov ma'amazorah. This meal is supposed to represent that. That's how the Ramban writes on Chumash al-Pi Kabbalah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Hinei, how do we talk to say? Hinei Brisa Yitzchak. Go Brisa Yitzchak. How do we talk to say? Find a passage. There's a passage that reads something like Hinei Brisa Yitzchak, but the Ramban writes that the connotation of that expression is the same as Hinei Anochi Imach. That there it says Yitzchak and here it says Imach has the same meaning. That this bris milah is a representation, is representative of the fact that Bnei Yisrael has this special hashgacha nisus, hashgacha l'malam min ha'teva. All of history has a pattern. Physically has nothing to do, but just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this simon in our bodies to indicate that we are special. Special in what sense? That we have a special hashgacha nisus.
That's the same idea that they say that
before this Enoch has any capability to say how he coexists with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show that the bris occurs even when everything is Lamala and Aseichel, even when nothing makes sense.
This is part of it? Yes. This is part of it. That's in fact what the Nesivim, the commentary on Chumash, writes. That why is it that Echad B'Tishah is Rosh Hashanah L'Malchei Yisroel and Echad B'Nissan is Rosh Hashanah L'Malchei Yisroel? That's the Mishnah in the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So he says, because B'Tishah in Nivah Ha'olam we assume, because we say in Rosh Hashanah Hayom Haras Olam, today is the birthday of the world. And B'Tishah in Nivah Ha'olam, so all the Chukei HaTeva were instituted, were initiated in Tishrei. So that's the beginning of the new year. As far as the physical world is concerned, there's always Tishrei. So in physics and chemistry and mathematics and in the history of Umas Ha'olam, history is also, there are rules and regulations of history. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he made Chukei HaTeva of history. So that was also created in Sheshes Medrash. So when Echad B'Tishrei comes along and he counts in history, so then I consider Echad B'Tishrei the beginning of a new year for Malchi Umas Ha'olam, for all of non-Jewish history. When it comes to Jewish history, then we say no. That it's not Echad B'Tishrei, it's Echad B'Nissan, because Nissan is the Chodesh of Nissan. Nissan was the Chodesh HaGeulah. That's the month in which Yetzias Mitzrayim occurred. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, HaChodesh is Alachem Reish Chadoshim. That's the Bnei Yisrael. History begins from Nissan, because Bnei Yisrael Alam Alam and Atzeva. Our history is a different kind of a history. I remember when I was in high school, we had readings in an English course. I remember we read an essay one of the mayors of one of the cities in the United States, who had written 40 years before Pearl Harbor that in 40 years from now, on a Sunday morning in December, the Japanese will attack the Americans in Pearl Harbor in Japan. And he explained why. He said, because the Japanese have this shita that they like to have a surprise attack. And in December, the nights are longer. And on Saturday night, the Americans always shake the home. They dance and they sleep very late on Sunday morning because they don't go to work. And he shot up. He assessed that it would take around 40 years for the Japanese to get angry enough with the Americans to attack them. The Kachava. And they didn't read the essay. They didn't read the essay. They attacked 40 years on a Sunday morning in December, 40 years later. So what's the pshat that he had Ruach HaKodesh? He didn't have Ruach HaKodesh. He understood history well. So if you have a good chush for history, just like someone who knows astronomy can predict an eclipse of the sun or the moon or something, someone who knows mathematics can predict what 2 and 2 is. I say, it's going to be 4. A kid puts on a computer 2 and 2 and I say, 4. Hey, Daddy, how did you know? I studied higher mathematics. I had Dr. Mann for mathematics and accounts. That's what I remember. So if a person knows chemistry or physics, let's say, mix 2 chemicals together, I'll say, that's going to explode, that's not going to explode. How do I know Ruach HaKodesh? You don't know Ruach HaKodesh? If you know chemistry, you know physics, you know what the result will be after you do this thing. So the same is true in history. If a person knows this kachma of history, he can predict an event. That only applies to Olam Haolam history. When it comes to history of Yisrael, that's what the Ramban says. This is one of the main Yisraelis of Aramuna, that a Mazal Yisrael, that's why we call it the Malam and Atena. The history of the Jewish people doesn't have a rise and a fall. It zigzag, goes up, goes down, goes up, and goes down. When we observe the Mitzvah HaTorah, then it goes up. When we do our Beirut, then it goes down. That's how the Chumash says. It says in the Torah, if you observe the laws of Shemitah, then you will be Matzliach. If you violate the laws of Shemitah, then you will lose Eretz Yisrael. But the Ramban writes on Chumash, isn't that ridiculous to Derech HaTorah? That because we violate the laws of Shemitah, so we should be chased out of Eretz Yisrael. What's the correlation? What's the connection? What's the relationship? Doesn't make any sense to the answer as well. So it says in the sense that when you do the mitzvahs, then you succeed. If you do the averes, then you don't succeed. That's what it means. Ain mazal yisrael, that the Jewish nation is not tachashmita, tachachav ma'amazom. They are not subject to the rules and regulations of history that all the human soul are subject to. Nobody can predict. They keep on predicting the demise of Orthodoxy in America, the demise of Judaism in America. You can't predict it. It's completely unpredictable. There are no chukei HaTeva for the Jewish people. All the sociological rules and regulations only apply to the human soul. Doesn't apply to Medinas Yisrael. Medinas Yisrael, the Derech HaTeva, should not have come into existence in the first place. The whole thing was still employment and should not continue to exist. The Derech HaTeva. The answer is that, like the quote from our cooking expression, that Bali Yisrael is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzina. Halacha L'Moshe Mitzina means L'Mayla Men HaTeva. That's the expression that he used. That Bali Yisrael is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzina. Because the Gemara says Gemiri, so let's call the Shifts in Yisrael. So Gemiri usually means Halacha L'Moshe Mitzina. In other they have Halacha L'Moshe Mitzina, the low call the Shifts in Yisrael, that a shaved will never be wiped out. And call Yisrael. Gemara in Yesh Mechon is giving all the dinim of the Yush. Gemara says, if I die, my sons get Yush. My son's not alive till their children get it. I have no children my daughters get. The daughter's not alive till their children get. No daughters that my father gets. So on and so forth. All cousins who get. Any market doesn't get. They're all dead. They go to my second cousin, third cousin, 25th cousin, goes back to him, goes back to him. Then he says, why don't you say, and why don't you say that that if the whole shevet is wiped out, that goes to all the other shvatim? So the Gemara says, Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah, a tradition below called the shevet mishnah, that an entire shevet will never be wiped out. So that's what Rav Kook used to say, they call it. So Gemiri in the Gemara, whenever it says Hilchas or Gemiri, whenever it says Gemiri, it always means Halacha Moshe Mishnah. Halacha Moshe Mishnah means like Hilchas of Leitani. A din that has no Makkah in the Chum. Kach, kach nema Halacha. That's what he said, that probably says Halacha Moshe Mishnah. That's what it means. There's a Haftacha in the Rashi, that we won't be wiped out. Whether the bulk of them will return, yeah. But there are still members of the Aseres HaShvatim who were, when the Aseres HaShvatim wanted to go, there were members of the Aseres HaShvatim who were in Eretz Yisrael. It didn't stay like that in Ezra Nechem. No, we may be from the Aseres HaShvatim. We're not the big Aseres HaShvatim who got lost. They're taka lost. We don't know where they are. The Gemara has a whole mach legis, but they're going to come back, not going to come back. The Gemara passes is that they're akum, they have a din of akum. The Gemara Yavam says that the Chachamim passed and they have a din of goyim now, because they're totally assimilated, so they lost the Kedushas Yisrael. But amongst those who stayed in Eretz Yisrael, days of Ezra Nehemiah, there were representatives from that Eretz Yisrael. So all the Shvatim represent. That's why the Rabbeinu Tam holds that Yehovah was their right, it is man by Hashemi. I have to have Koya Shveho Aleho. The Rashi says that Yehovah was only the Rabbeinu and his man by Hashemi, because Koya Shveho Aleho means you have to have the majority of the Jewish population at that time living in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have it. Because the majority of the Jews lived in Babel, they lived in the Chutzpah. And Rabbi Natami Gitzman HaShaleach disagrees with Rashi and says that Yehovah Bizman Baisheni was their right because they had representatives of each one of the Shvatim, and that's called Kol Yashveh Olah, as long as every Shevet is represented. And they quote the Pesukim from Ezra. So it says there were very few, but there were a few thousand from every Shevet represented.
I heard about Nachman inside the Gros, the Vinny that comes from the Vinny's head show. You
want to
use for
happened,
obviously.
Is
this
because
of the
great
history, or...?
No, not because of the great history. He wasn't, I don't think he could say good enough. based on Zohar, based on Kabbalah. In fact, I spoke at the OU conventions, I said that was something I never spoken about in Yeshiva, that they quoted the name of the Vilna Gaon, that's how I'll say it overnight. They quoted the name of the Vilna Gaon, and he told the Talmidim that, that he can find a remnant for everything and everybody in the Chumash. Like the Ramban says, you can find a remnant for everything in Hazinu, so the Gaon said he can find a remnant. So he asked, where's the remnant for the Vilna Gaon? Where are you? So he said, Eben Shlomo. Eben Shlomo is what I should say, he said, Yahu, Ben Shlomo. So that's famous. That brought from the Gaon. There's a paper called Eben Shlomo, where they have a liquid of all of the Bezmach from the Gaon topically arranged. What does the Gaon have to say about Biyas HaMashiach? What does he have to say about learning Torah? What does he have to say about Shmiras HaMitzvah? So they collect from the Biyar Avruah Mishlein, the Biyar Avruah on others, and the Biyar Avruah on Rechayim, and on the Tifa Dikniyas, and on the Zohar. They have a liquid of everything. That's why it's called Eben Shlomo. But the whole world goes as follows. Why did the Gaon pick on Eben Shlomo, which is in Parshas Ki Tzeis? They couldn't find something in Bereishis. So he explained why that he says the 10 sedvis in Chumash Dvarim on Mechuvim Keneged, the 10 centuries of the Elif HaShishi. The Gemara says that the world is going to last for 6,000 years. So the Elif HaShishi, after the year 5,000, from the year 6,000, is going to have 10 centuries? Like every 1,000 years? So there are 10 sedvis in Dvarim. I hear time there are not 10 sedvis. There are 11 sedvis. So he says that Nisan Layela, Kayodua, that's right, Nisan Layela, Kayodua counts as one seder. I don't know what that means, Kayodua. Nisan Layela counts as one seder, Kayodua. But then he says that since he lived in between 1740 and 1840, so that was in the, in 1940 began Shnas Topshin. That's the beginning of 5700. And 1840 began, 5600, right? Tafresh. And then he thought it was Tavtuk. So in 1740 was Tavtuk. So going from 1740 to 1840 was the sixth century of the Elif HaShishi. So that's why he had to look in Parshas Ki Tzeis for his remnant, because he lived at that period of time. So that's why he looked, that's why the end of Parshas Ki Tzeis, it has the din of Eben Shlomo about cheating in business. But you have to have honest weights and scales and so on. That's why he looked in Parshas Ki Tzeis. So I just, that's what the Vilna Gaon. And then the one who published this in the name of the Rav Chaim Volozhin, he said this over in the name of the Vilna Gaon. He found the remez of Rav Chaim Volozhin also in Parshas Ki Tzeis, and he didn't want to tell everybody what the remez was because of his anovah. the guy writes, one writes it over, not sure who's on over, the guns on over, or kind of like they're not sure why he didn't want to say what the something. The one who published this around 50 years ago, but he writes that we see the remnants for what's happening in this century from 1840 till 1940. He lived through the beginning of the Nazi Gzeiris. So he said that's Mechuvan Kineged the Teichacha that appears in the seventh parsha, namely in Kisavo, is the Teichacha. And then I added on that if you look in Parsha Sintam Vayela, that's after 1940, you have in Mitzvah Hakamas HaMedina. And you have, right? Have the Jews coming back there, so then you have all the Bali Tshuva movement, the whole Mitzvah Tshuva is written there. And then you have Ksiva Sefer Torah, the Lubavitcher Rebbe is written, so having everybody write Sefer Torah. So follow along the lines, I didn't mention that at the you don't want to get involved in any I don't know, maybe that has something to do with the Vilna Gaon's chesed as to when HaKamos HaMedina will take place. They quote a different chesed from the Gaon. Rabbi Kasher in the book that he printed quotes a different. Anyway, this is what the Ramban stresses at length, several times on Chumash, that this is the Yisrael in our Amunah, that the Jewish nation is not subject to the sociological and historical rules and regulations that all the Ummah Sa'ilim are subject to. That's why we count Mechodesh Nissan and they count Mechodesh Tishrei. The Ram on Rosh Hashanah, in the first part of Rosh Hashanah, writes that this is a din, it's not some convention, not some that Kacha Merabu, that the Malchi Yisrael counts from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the Malchi Yisrael counts from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Says it's Allah. It's learned up in the Tosfos. He spoke to Rambam. It's learned up in the Tosfos that Chodesh is Allah and Rosh Chodeshim. The Jewish history has to begin from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. As I mentioned several times in Sukkot, so some people like to write in Exuvah, so they like to write in wedding invitations. How many years it is the Hakamas HaMedina? So they usually change the year after Heir. So if he passes, that's not correct. According to the Ram, they're violating a din d'oraita. The Ram is saying the Ramban, they're violating this din d'oraita. The Chodesh is Allah. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nissan of that year, which is a month before Heir, a month before days before Heir, they should have read each day the next year. Unless you don't recognize the Medina as a Jewish, unless you don't hold that the Medina is a Jewish Malchei Yisrael,
well,
then what are you writing into? What are you writing in the Hakamas HaMedina? It means that you hold that it's something that's a Jewish thing. So Jewish history is counted according to Rosh Chodesh Nissan. That's halacha. The answer is that's halacha.
Did you ever find out what
the
Kamenetsky opinion was?
I don't know. Somebody told me that Rabbi Yanky Kamenetsky said that it was wrong.
That's right.
So when I said this, someone said, it doesn't make sense. I said, ask your Rebbe, ask Rabbi Yanky Kamenetsky. He's going to say the same thing. I can't visualize that anybody's going to disagree. So the next week, the guy comes back, he tells me, yes, Rabbi Yanky said it was wrong. I still don't understand, how can it be wrong? Mm-hmm. Why, it's not a Jewish history. When you're counting history, Medina Yisrael, it's not Jewish. It's not L'malam and Ateva. Everybody would agree. Even the Natura characters say that the history of Eretz Yisrael is not Teva. They say also it's L'malam and Ateva. They say, listen, this is the other okay, but it's also not Teva. They also admit that it's not Teva. This is clearly Alma Lo Figi, that it's not normal. It's abnormal. That's L'chol Amin.
Yeah, but maybe that doesn't the Mishnah only say that that's
Malpei Yisrael?
Yeah. Or is it not a Malpei?
Maybe.
No? That's how Rabbi
Could be, but I don't see why that should be so significant. That word Malkei, I don't think is so key, so crucial over here. What the Rishonim say is that Jewish history is L'malam and Atera. It's Banyar. It's not Kodesh Ezer Lachem, Rosh Chodesh. So the history of the Jewish people begins from Kodesh Nisan, in which month the Gula occurs, the Nisan, Nigula, the Nisan, Asidim, the Higuel, that Nisan represents the Kodesh of Nisan. My great uncle once asked that I should say about Tayyar on Parshas Vayetze. So I thought to tell him a whole about Tayyar, about my success, and he said, nah, that's not a good message. That was not good. He was a Baal Bas. He didn't understand what I was talking about. So my father said, I'll tell you about this. My father told him all from the community current on the topic that when Yankov woke up in the morning, he said, Achen Yesh Hashem Amach Mazeh, the Anoichi Lo Yadayti. So the community current has a collection of all of these Medrash pleas and all these messages. Very good faith. I think it was retweeted. And 10-15 years ago. So he writes on this topic, it's a liquid. They quote somebody who says, Achein is the same letters as Anoichi. The only difference is that there's an extra yud in Anoichi. Aleph Kof Nun. And Anoichi is Aleph Kof Nun Yud. So the Gemara tells us, the topic tells us that Kitya Kovid has four faces on it. Has Dalad Rosh, has Pnei Aire, Pnei Kruv, Pnei Nesher, and Pnei Adam. And the Pnei Adam is the face of Yaakov Avinu. actually fact that the Gemara Kulin says that the Malachim more than the Yodin Dor, the Malachim are going up to heaven to look at the Kisi HaKavit to see the Gluf Yudkan of Yankov Avinu, which is Chakov of Kisi HaKavit. And then he came down to look at Yankov Avinu and he saw that he wasn't the way he's supposed to be and he wanted to kill him. And then the Baruch Shalom comes, Hine Hashem Nitzavolov, and says, Malachim Elokim Olam Yodin, Hine Hashem Nitzavolov, the Shomroi, to protect him because the Malachim wanted to kill him. So Avchaim Balozhin has a whole Arichat on him. And the Nefesh HaChayim, that he says every person has an image of his neshama up in heaven, the image representing his potential, what he can turn out to be. He said he could have become one of the greatest Gedolei Hador, and then he went to medical school and became one of the greatest doctors of the world. But so the Malachim come down to this world and they look at Freddy. That's not your potential. So they want to kill him. The only one who fulfills his potential, Freddy's over there. The only one who fulfills his potential 100% is Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what he says. Because the Zohar comments about Moshe Rabbeinu, and it says Moshe, Moshe, and I thought the Zohar calls him Moshe, Moshe, so there's no stick, there's no line in between Moshe and Moshe. It says there are no lines at all, but when there's a line, it means that you're not supposed to lay them together. Avraham, 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 he said there's supposed to be a line there, that the Malkar is not supposed to lay Avraham, Avraham quickly. Supposed to lay Avraham, and pause, and then say Avraham. And by Moshe, Moshe, there's no line, if you do lay them together. What's the significance of the fact that by Moshe, Moshe, they stick together, and by Avraham, Avraham, and by the others, there is? So a prime allegiance says that's what it means, that Moshe Rabbeinu fulfilled his potential. He became as great as he could have become. And the others, Yaakov Avinu and all the others, never fulfilled their potential. That's why the Malachim were all in the Yordan boat, that's why they looked at his Musa Yutna up in heaven, and then they came down and they saw that he was not what he should have become, and they were angry at him, they wanted to kill him to punish him, as a punishment. And I got his boat, I had to protect him, and he said, no, what do you expect? Not everybody, most people cannot fulfill their potential. Most people are far behind what they could have really accomplished. So the Gemara says that the Pnei Adam that was on the Kisei HaKavod was the dmut of Yaakov Avinu. So in this sefer he says that that's the pshat over here, that when Yaakov Avinu woke up in the morning, he had a dream where he saw the Malachim going up to heaven, and they were looking at the Kisei HaKavod, and they saw all the four faces, the Aryeh, the Kruv, the Nesher, and Yaakov, and then it came down. So Yaakov never really knew that vision. Achein yadaiti, but Anochi lo yadaiti. Achein, I knew there was Aryeh, Kruv, and Nesher. Rashi says, Aryeh, Kruv, Nesher, that I knew, but I didn't know that the fourth face was mine. Aryeh, Nesher, Kruv, Yankis, lo yadaiti. That's what he said. That's the Medrash Kruv for the week. Achein yadaiti, and my great uncle liked it. That's it, that's it. Different people have different tastes. There's another sefer, Oysen Bison. You ought to get that. He has very good things. I don't have it. Yeah. He has that. So he has a comment on this week's Seder, I remember. He should read these poems as a little boy. So he has a comment on the pasuk that, in Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Kei, when Yaakov tells his two wives that he wants to leave, so he says, Roya Noyecha Yestnei Avichem, Kenenu Elayki Snow Shilshon. What does that mean? So he quotes that Tosfos in Kiddushin in the first Perek, where the Tosfos quotes the halacha. Tosfos has a whole arichas on the din, that when I plant a tree, it has a din of olah, the first year of the period of Rosh Hashanah, and the fourth year has a din of Netzer Avad. You have to eat the period in Yerushalayim. What if the tree already is an old tree, 20 years old, and I replant it? So there's also a din of olah. What if I have the tree growing, and I pull out one, I take one branch of the tree, and I put it down in the ground, and I put upper on top of it, and then I have it stick up, and then it grows as a new tree. So would there be a din? That's the Havrich, that's called Havracha. A Mavrich, a branch of the tree. If I break off a branch and I stick it in the ground, so that's like planting in the tree. So for sure there's a din of Orla, Rabbi. You start all over again. So what happens if I don't plant a new branch? It's not broken off. The branch is leaning in the ground and then it comes up. So does that have a din of Orla? Not for the place, it's supposed to Yerushalmi, but it depends whether it's Adam Yannick from the original tree or it's Yannick on its own from the ground beneath it. How can you determine? How are you going to have the Ruach HaKodesh to know whether this new branch is still yannick from the original tree, in which case it does not have a new din of Orla, because it's the hemshech of the original tree, or it's yannick on its own from the ground, in which case it would have the din of Orla? So the Yerushalmi says that we have the following mitzvah dika way to check. That high, Yerushalmi has a lesson, high mandoch of the labdi day, bohis mustakule biyata. That if I am living off of you, then I will be, if you are supporting me, then off of the labdi day, I'm eating from food that's not really mine, you're supporting me, is bohis mustakule biyata. I will be embarrassed to look you straight in the face. if I owe a person a lot of tithes, I'm embarrassed to look him straight in the face. Okay, you owe a guy money, I didn't pay him yet, so that's an inner garden, that people are embarrassed to look him in the face. But the Yishami says that the same is true regarding the tree. That if the leaves of this new tree are leaning towards the old tree, how can it lean towards the old tree? If it's yearning from the old tree, says it's biyadula, that's a raya brura, that it's no longer yearning from the old tree. And if it's leaning away from the old tree, then it may be that it's still yearning from the old tree. That's how Taisa quotes the Yerushalmi. So in this sefer, Oysen Baisen, he quotes some great Siddish rebbe whose name has slipped my mind at this present moment, who comments that this is the pshat and the pasuk. I can now look your father straight in the face. It's not the way it used to be in the beginning. When I first came to your father, so he was doing me a big favor. First he kept me for nothing for a whole month. For 1 month, he put him up for 1 month. Love and Hassan, he put up Yankel Avinu for 1 month. And after, And after 1 month, then he was working by him. 1 month, I think he put him up for nothing. He's working the first month also.
And then he said, since you've been working so long, I should be able to pay.
And then he was working for him. So in the very beginning, he did him a favor that he gave him a job, and he helped him out a little bit. But then at the end, the pasuk says in the first, Nichasti by Varchani Hashem Biglo Lecho. The pasuk says that Laban was chasing after Yaakov later, and he said that he realizes that all of the bracha that he has now is all because they're all in the schools of Yaakov. There's more comments and brachas on that pasuk. Mikan, from this pasuk, we learn how to take it for Talmud Chacham bracha. And when the Talmud Chacham comes, so right away, the bracha is called, because he says Nichashti Berachan Hashem Biglo Lecho means immediately. Right after you came, so right away the bracha was called. So after a couple of years, he realized that that's what was happening. Bavan realized that it was in the schools of Yaakov Avinu. So in the beginning, Yaakov felt a little uncomfortable and he felt uneasy that looking Lavan straight in the face, because he was really being Nana from Lavan, or he thought he was being Nana from Lavan. But later on, as the time went on, and Lavan realized, and Yaakov realized that Fakir, Lavan is being Nana from him more than he's being Nana from Lavan. So that is what it says, Raya Neich has Tanei Avich, and I can now look your father straight in the face. Why? Key, and then I like you, small children. It's not the way it was in the very beginning, that he's doing me a favor, Fakir. I'm doing him more of a favor than he's doing me. That's what it says in the Eitzim Boys. There's a famous verse in the Vilna Gaon on this week that when Rachel was hiding the Avodah Zarah, she was hiding the Trofim, so the father was going around in all the tents to check who has the Avodah Zarah, and she was sitting on the Gomel, and then the father, and she had the Trofim hidden in the Kara Gomel. So when the father came in, she didn't want to get up that he should go check in the Kara Gomel, so she told a lie to the father, so she said, Derech Nashimbi, that she's a neither now and she can't get up. And really it was a lie. It wasn't really true. Really, she had the Avodah Zarah, she was hiding it, but the father shouldn't find it. How does she have the ability to say such a lie? To say shame was only gone, that it wasn't really a lie. It was the truth. But the Mishnah says in Masech HaShabbos that Avodah Zarah became a kenidah. Because the din of the Rabbon is based on a talk to the Navi, that Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah, is also Ba'anoah, that's the din of the Rabbon. The din of the Rabbon is based on a talk to the Navi. That's what she said. Derech Nashim Hili, I have a thing over here. It's like a nida. That's what she said. I have the other words in here. He just didn't understand.
Excuse me,
I
mean,
how often
I don't
know if it's Gneva's die. It's Gneva Mamish. It's not Gneva die. He stole the trust from him. He stole the trust from him. That's not Gneva. It's not Shilas that Gneva's das. I think several Rishonim hold, if you look in the Encyclopedia Talmudic, I think several Rishonim hold that Gneva's das only apply when I lead you into believing that I did a favor for you and I didn't do you a favor. But this, I gave you a favor and I stole it back. I was an Indian giver. I say, let's say I go to the hospital to visit a relative, my brother is sick in the house, I go visit my brother, and then I go visit someone else, and I would have not walked a mile and a half to the hospital to visit him, and I say, Shabbos, I just came specially to visit you in the hospital. So if it's not true, that's your neighbor's ask, because I'm making believe this, I did him such a big favor, and I didn't, because I haven't been in the hospital for a different reason. Or the mug is a marshal that I open up I ran out of wine. They have to open up a new bottle of wine in order to make Kiddush. And when the guest comes in, I make believe I'm opening up a new bottle in his honor. Really, I would have used the open bottle, I'd say it's a little stale. But because you came, therefore I'm opening up a new bottle. So I make believe that I'm doing you a favor, and I'm not really. Because if I gave you a favor and I stole it back, I was an Indian giver. So that Gneva's das is a form of Gneva, like we have in the Gemara Brachos. That if somebody greets me, I don't want him to back, I'll let him show them that Zera saw me the Batech. It's a pasuk that didn't appear. There was something behind a pasuk between a sukkim and a Zeilus on him about Tachem, so the Gemara says, what can you steal out here? What can you steal from the poor people? You can steal their Shalom Aleichem. If they greet you, you don't greet them back. That's a violation of Zeilus. See, also, it's a different, this is this kind of Zeilus. This is a Zeilus. Gnevas Das means, is this, I gave you a favor, and I steal it back right away, because I never really did the favor for you.
In fact, Levine once said that, the problem is that if I do a favor for, or if he thinks I did him a favor, he'll try to pay me back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, it's like I'm stealing that. In other words, he thinks he owes it to me now,
mm-hmm.
he will pay me back.
So the big Zayla later.
Right.
Okay.
That's
But from that, I fool a person. That's not really Gneva's Das, according to many Rishon. According to many Rishon, that's not really Gneva's Das. How does this position? The difference is Gneva. She stole the truck from Gneva Mama. The only thing is that that's Musa. If that person has something that someone has chometz in his home on paper. So the din is that it's not a Nisa Gneva if I take the chometz and I burn it. It's a step chometz. He's not allowed to have
it. You don't own.
You don't?
Oh.
Why don't
you're
you
violent.
That's the deal in the Shredin, whether you own the chametz or not.
But what
other
hold
tension.
Other
so. Well, Trefa he can sell to a Nachri. So it's Mutabanos. I'm not allowed to destroy it. So let's say other things like that. He has something that he's not allowed to have. So there's no Aveira on my part. So then the deal is that you're permitted to take it away, right? Lafusha the Isura. So the Gemara says, Ovid in the din and Avshay. Usually there's a din, lay Ovid in the din and Avshay. Not allowed to take the law into your own hands. You have to bring it up to the authorities, bring it up to the Bezin. That's the din of going to Bezin, not to take the law into your own hands. Lay Yom HaTarah Seh HaRam Kalef Neher Edel HaMishpat. That's the marker of the din of lay Ovid in the din and Avshay. Except the Gemara says, Hey, if you could stay there, let's say, Aganes is stealing all the silver in my house. So I'm not allowed to go with this stick and hit him over the head. I have to call up 911 and wait for 5 hours till the Ganav is there. The Gemara says, Hey, Chadik, it's Seder. You have no brayer, so then you have to say, Ovid in the Zil and Avshay. The Gemara says, similarly, if someone is about to do an Aveira, and if I'll go call up the Bezin that they should send a Shleir Bezin to tell him to stop doing Aveira, he will already finish doing the Aveira. He will do the Aveira. So that's called Hey, Chadik, it's Seder. Whenever he could say this, so then the Gemara says, Ovid in this din and Avshay. What does it mean, Ovid in this din and Avshay? Nasus Yadik Yishlei HaBezin. It's considered as if he were appointed as Yishlei HaBezin, and Yishlei HaBezin has a right to beat the other guy up. So I learned that from Sukkim, and my self is made cut, and I learned that from Sukkim, that Yishlei HaBezin has a head to beat people up, and to curse people, and to injure, to damage their property, and to confiscate their property, and so on. If it's in the line of duty, if it's in order to force them to do mitzvahs that to prevent them from doing aveiros. Right.
Would it be up until
Technically speaking, Zohar and Shalom Panah means a different thing. If I want to give you a gift, and you're not here, so I give it to someone else who is here, I give it to Timmy, he's always here. And Timmy picks it up and he sends it to you. That's called Zachary Adam Shalai Lefa.
I know,
but what not here until he's here.
So is he saying that he wants to sit now?
No, Zachary Adam Shalai means on Kinyonim. One guy makes the Kinyon for the other guy. But to take away his property is just the opposite from Zachary Adam. I steal his property in order that he shouldn't worship our Lord. That's not based on Zachary Adam Shalai Lefa. That's based on Ovid in Yisrael and Avshay, Echadikah Seder. And whenever the person is, whenever it's a setup of a situation of Lafush and Yisura, the Gemara equates that with Ikat Seder. So Lafush and Yisura, I say that Ovid is doing an Avshay. What does it mean? Now, since you are the Kishnei HaBezim, we consider him as if he were the Shlech HaDev. That's the Sugi of Avakama, that's
what I said.
Pick up the Tut Fadar, that's all. Let's say, by Gir Kosam, Adbila Mota Adaz Bezim, so Zohar and Shalom Panos can substitute for the Das of the Gir. Only to substitute for Das and to do a Maisu King. That's not really Zohar and Shalom Panos. I'll do you a favor, no? I'll do you a favor. But that's not technically speaking. Okay. This is a different dish. Here she's doing a favor by stealing his property. What's the head of the steal? So that's the steal. Is that a steal of business? Allowed to steal. La Fusha Meisura. When was she appointed a steal of business? That's what the Gemara says. La Fusha Meisura. Every person has the status of not a steal of a steal of business. And then you have a head to Gzela. You have a head to Chavali. You have a head to Hezek. You have a head to Risticha. Steal of business has a lot of head there. A special head for steal of business.
Say that
what It's the pasuk in Shayasa that says Sherish Tzela Yasa Adlav Lei Dabu Kosa. If I lie to the IRS and I say I only make $5,000 a year and I have 7 little children and I don't have to pay any income tax, so that's an insult. Rosh Hashakriz Bamisa. I lie in order not, in order to relieve myself from paying the money that I owe. Let's say I go to a din Torah and I say I don't owe the money. That's an aver. Rosh Hashakriz Bamisa. I'm lying in order to get out of the money that I do owe. That's an aver that's written chumash. If you ask me how old I am and I say I'm 39 years old, it is true. It's true. If it's not true, it isn't, then it's an aver of mine. But that's not Lesha Shakrish Bamisa. I'm not cheating you out of any money. If, let's say, if you only give money to people who are 39 and below, and I say I'm only 39 years old, in order to get money which I'm not really eligible for, that's Takeh Allah, that's an issue. That's Lesha Shakrish. A lot of people do that. A lot of people do that. They apply for fellowships which are only available to people under a certain age, and they mishakra about their age. It's an intro. Lots of shakrish by mitzvah. You tell a lie in order to get money, which you're not entitled to. But if I tell a lie that's not relevant to gaining money or anything, then the Gemara says it's a different intro. The intro to tell a lie. Yeah, to cheat the goy from the money that you owe him. If you're mukhayif to pay the money. If you're mukhayif to pay the money. If you have money that you owe the goy that you're not mukhayif to pay, say, hafkot avrasa is mutter. But then there's no isa losa shakrish b'amis, because you're not telling a lie in order to cheat him out of the money that you mechuyif to pay. But the IRS, the Shulchan Aruch passes you mechuyif to pay. The Amor passes in the Shulchan Aruch, and the end of Kosh Mishpat, that you mechuyif to pay taxes. And we don't apply the klal of hafkos al losa being mechuyif. But then if you sign a fraudulent form for your taxes in order to pay, you know, as I say, I made less money. I have more dependents. I have more children. I spend more money on charity. Some kind of false... what everybody does. So that's an Eastern Retirement. That's what it says. Where's the shackling done? You're not allowed to do that. That's not very good. Also, the Shekhar only goes on Shekhar by money. In other words, the agent comes to Bezin and make believe that they're going to testify in order to scare the guy out of his wits. All that has to do with money. It's only on money. But whenever there's no money involved, whenever I'm just telling you a lie, I say I cheat on an exam and I tell a teacher that I didn't cheat. I hand it in and I tell a teacher that I didn't cheat. I sign, you have to sign on the cover that you didn't cheat. That's not an insult, like the Shakri Islamic. It's a different unless they're gonna give a award. Unless they give a award at the end of the year based on their grades and classes, and I'm gonna get the award that the other guy deserves. I'll get into a graduate school. I'll get a spot in a graduate school that I really don't deserve. Someone in Idaho or someone in Montana deserves that. They only have 100 students in this program. It takes 100 best students over the country because I cheated, so they think that I'm one of the 100 best students. And the next guy, the 101st guy on the list, is getting cheated. He really deserves that spot because I'm not eligible. So that's Zayla Mam. That's not Gnei Zazat. That's Zayla from the guy who's losing. Not going to give his last to the school. It's they listen to the guy who's losing that job, or losing the cover, or losing the award, or whatever it is. But if I stop cheating on an exam, and I'm not going to get any awards at graduation because of this, and I'm not going to get in any graduate school, I'm not going to take away anybody else who's starting graduate school, then you don't violate this other, you violate a different other. That's what the Gemara says. You violate a different other. It's supposed to control us. That's a sherish and sell a yata abla, the law, you double culture. It's a double maguna to tell a lie. The Gemara even tells in Yevamos that Rav, I think, Rav's wife was a witch. I think it was Rav or Shmuel. I think it was Rav. Huh? But Chia's wife. I forgot. One of the Amoraim's wife was a witch. So whatever he wanted for supper, she would cook for Ker. He said, Flesh, she made milk. He said, Milch, Flesh, but he said, spaghetti, she gave him. Whatever. Whatever he asked for, he cooked for Ker. So the son, and then the son wants to ask the father, now learning Tanakh, what's Pshat in the Pasuk? Motzi ani et Isha Azot, Mami Mavet. How can he say, your mother, just look at your mother. The Gemara tells the story that he was telling his son, teaching him, that's the Pshat, like your mother. So then the Gemara tells the story that the son, when he got a little older, he realized that the mother's always doing lahachas the father. So whenever the father would tell a kid to tell a mother a message, what he wants to suffer, so he would always say the reverse, in order that the mother would do the reverse. So it would come back, the mother would do, he would get the right thing. So one night, the Gemara tells the story in the vomit, that Rav came home, and lo and behold, his wife cooked the supper, what he wanted to suffer. So he said, how can you cook what I wanted tonight? You're always doing lahachas. So she said, well, your son said you wanted milchik, that's why I made fleishik. So he slapped his son. He got angry at him. Even though the kid wanted to make his father happy, he said, you're training yourself to tell lies.
And
so
he said, well, he didn't want it.
He wanted to say that he was angry at his son. Because he's training himself to tell lies. That if a person, that's what he wanted to say, if a person cheats on an exam, or a person tells a lie, not about monetary matters, tells a lie about some, either down or this will lead him to lead a whole life of lying and cheating and so on, and it will be a miserable life. Then he'll start cheating himself, he'll start fooling himself. He'll start cheating on his wife, and cheating in business, and cheating in life, and his whole lifetime will be a cheater. Yeah.
What's the
question about? Of course, about the kavanah is like this. If I walk up to a nachri and I pick his pocket, that's gigolo. That's all. Either talk to me, I tell Russian to Rabban, but it's all. But let's say I owe money to the nachri. Let's say I take, this happens every Tuesday night, I take a ride to Queens, and then the taxi cab driver, the nachri, he pays for the toll on the bridge, and then when we get there, he tells me to pay the amount that it says in the front. It says, you know, on the meter, it says how much. So half the time the guys are so fashlof, and they forget to ask me for $1.50 on the toll. So if I wouldn't pay them, that would be hafkot avos. I didn't pickpocket him. I got to pay him the money anyway, because hafkot avos is only mutter if I'll never realize that I cheated him. Otherwise, it would be a chil Hashem. You know, they dropped me off in front of the shul there. I was a rabbi sitting with a gemara in the back seat, and he dropped me off by the shul, so he's going to be very angry. So hafkot avos, in this case, the mitzvah me to give him the money, because it's Kiddush Hashem. There's no mitzvah that gets to cheat the nachri and hafkot avos. But the Gemara says, whenever there's no chil Hashem, whenever you won't accomplish a kiddush Hashem by paying, so strictly speaking, hafkot avos is mutter, there's no isik zeila. Isik zeila, gez al akta, whether they write to the Rabban or not, if I take the mamon in the yadra, if I just don't pay him the mamon that I owe him, that's called the hafkiyah ha-halvor. Not to pay an obligation, that's mutter. Mitzad dini mamon is mutter. Then the Gemara says, mitzad chil Hashem, it's up. Israel, that's the violation of the Easter of Lotasha Ketakisha. Right. And he knows it's Lotasha Ketakisha. Lotasha means not to pay an obligation that you lost. Mashal is Aved also. There'll be a lot of Easter, a lot of mitzvahs in Easter that will be involved.
Easter money worked out from the spiritual prophet.
That means
to
say I'm standing in an empty
room
over myself, and I
say
I'm 39 and make a lie. Is that also part of the Easter? Is it only in Easter? Is it just an Amir itself, and I say the word, or is it saying to somebody else? Like, I imagine it's only to say to someone else. That Chassid in Cheyos is not just an Easter mid Rabbanon. The Rambam writes that all of the Zivri HaNevi'im, the way the Nevi'im describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is in order to interpret the Pshat in the Pasuk in Chumash. That the halakha b'drachav, you should emulate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, when the Pasuk says in Shayasar, lo yidabu kasher, that the Jewish people don't tell lies, that's because of also the halakha b'drachav. That Pasuk doesn't describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but describes the way we should act. That Pasuk is interpreting, that's included in the Pasuk in the Chumash, of the halakha b'drachav, which is the general mitzvah needed. The person has to be a Baal Midas. Not that he has to make himself into a Baal Midas. We assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all men with seven malakim. That we already have all of these divine meters within us. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us the halakha b'drachav, not that we should work on our meters, we should retain the meters to watch that we don't destroy them, that we don't ruin them. But this leads us not telling shekhar is one of the meters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
If the guy in the store and the person there undercharges and that he's going to come across our
That's how Tzor Tzavot, yeah. That's how Tzor Tzavot, so strictly speaking, it's Musa.
Tzor
Tzavot, yeah. Same thing. That's the same thing. Strictly speaking, it's Musa. Don't make it a Hashem. You shouldn't take the money. Historically, there were periods of time in Europe that the Jews used to use these heterim extensively. The Jews used to have bars. Used to buy the rights from the local poets and the local goy. You had to have a liquor license. You had to buy the kus to sell liquor. So the Jews used to buy the license and used to sell to the goyim, and then the goyim would take one drink and another drink, and they would be stone drunk, and they would buy more drinks. And then they would pay for the drink. They'd give $5 and $25, and they'd give away all their money on payday. They would get so drunk, they'd give away all their money. And it took a few years. It took a long time till the goyim realized where their money was disappearing to, that the Jews were not overcharging them. They were just using the kula of Torah. That's the first document of Mitzvah. There's no din about the Hashavat Aveda to an Akum. And then they got angry and then they killed out all the Jews. So that's why I say that it's not healthy to use this temple of Torah. Hafkot Avot. No, they used to give more money than they should have given. They would ask how much is this drink, so they would take $1 and then they wouldn't see what's $1. So they would give it $20. And they wouldn't ask for change. We don't ask for change. That's not Hafkot Avot, that's Torah.